From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Steep cuts are coming to SNAP benefits, better known as food stamps. And that's bad news for grocery stores. That's because independent grocery stores see the bulk of their sales coming from SNAP dollars. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports from an independent Alabama grocer bracing for the cuts.
Wright's Market is your classic independent grocery store. It's in Opelika, Alabama, not too far from Auburn University. It's the kind of place where you could get your sweet tea, veggies, and the freshest catfish that shopper Diane Chavis says you could get.
I'm an old country girl, so I like old country products.
And what brought you in today?
Best ground beef in town. My husband, if I'm in a hurry and have to stop somewhere else, he can tell every time, as soon as he bites into it, that I haven't gone to Wright's to get that ground beef.
The Wright behind the Wright's Market name is owner Jimmy Wright. He says he's living the American dream, serving his hometown. Of course, that does not mean the job's always been easy.
I'll be 64 in September. I think the last 5 years have moved me up to like 84 on there, as far as it's been a challenging few years.
Remember, those tough 5 years started with COVID, and then there was inflation. And the latest challenge comes from President Donald Trump's new signature domestic policy law and its cuts to SNAP. New work requirements will likely mean about 3 million people getting kicked off the program, according to an early analysis by the Congressional Budget Office. The law also caps future payment increases based on inflation. The problem for independent grocers like Wright is that SNAP is often a big part of their sales.
We're somewhere around the third of our business come through SNAP.
And it is way more than that for some other grocers.
So if you get in some of the rural areas or in the inner city, then the SNAP percentage of sales for that retailer may increase dramatically.
I mean, what are we talking, like 70%, I think, in some cases?
You know, you hear people 50, 60, 70% of their sales based on where they're located at.
Wright works with a lot of small grocers. Last year, the Rural Grocery Initiative named him Grocery Champion of the Year for his advocacy and technical aid. He worries some small grocers losing that SNAP revenue might have to shut down.
I get concerned that will that have a negative effect on these small stores in rural America and in urban America where they cannot stay open.
Now, Wright is not worried about his own store closing. But he doesn't have much room to cut either. After all, grocery stores usually have pretty tight margins.
I mean, we're a penny business.
And he means that literally. He says for every dollar spent at a store like his, grocers only net about a penny and a half. And there's another important bit of math that Wright points to. Every dollar of SNAP spent generates about $1.50 in economic activity, according to research from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That includes jobs. Now that some of those dollars are going away, Wright hopes he doesn't have to let any of his employees go.
That would be the very, 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 very last thing that I did. The last two things I want to do is try to raise prices on people that are struggling, and I certainly don't want to do anything to my employees.
Wright thinks he can make up some of the losses by being more efficient and relying on new tech, like using AI to determine what should go on sale when.
We'll see how it shakes out in a world of cantaloupes and Coca-Cola.
Republican lawmakers say these changes to SNAP will strengthen the program by cutting down on waste, abuse, and dependency. Shopper Diane Chavis says she does think there are a lot of people who abuse SNAP, but says it's also needed to help some mothers and children.
I want to make sure those who do not need that program are not taken advantage of that and taken away from those who are in need.
As far as the threat to grocery stores, she says that's all the more reason why everyone, including those not on SNAP, need to shop at their local stores.
Hometown is the way to go.
She does that here every Wednesday, stopping in to pick up that fresh Alabama catfish. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.